from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Va'era, Jewish Plagues. If we think of the Etzer Makor, Shevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzrim Mitzrayim, we say in the Haggadah that these are 10 plagues that God brought on the Egyptians in Egypt. However, if you look in the actual text itself, there are only a certain number of plagues in which it spells out that the Jews did not have these plagues. It was only for the Gentiles. So we know, V'yifla Hashem, B'machaneh Mitzrayim, B'machaneh Yisrael, that God will distinguish between the cattle of the Jews and the cattle of the Gentile. Or, V'chol B'nei Yisrael Hayah Or Moshe V'tam, when it comes to the darkness plague, next week's Parsha, for the Jews there was light. Everyone else, they had darkness. But what about Dam Tzfardei Akinim, the blood plague, the frog plague, and the lice plague? There doesn't say in the text, in the Torah itself, it doesn't say whether the Egyptians had this plague or not. Now there's a midrash. The Egyptian would take a bowl of the bloody water and give it to the Jew. When the Jew had it, it was water. Gave it back to the Gentile, turned into blood again. Comes Ibn Ezra and he says, look, in general, if there's a miracle and there's a tradition in the midrash that there was such a miracle, okay, I accept it. Im Kabbalah, Nikabel. But if you don't have such a tradition, if you're just making a guess that the Jews had water and the Gentiles didn't, and this is how it worked, he says, I don't accept that, because the simple text does not read that way. The text does not say that the Jews had fresh water or they did not have frogs or lice. As a matter of fact, it says that these plagues were in all of Egypt. Now comes Shaddal and says, all of Egypt? Wait a second. The Jews didn't live in Egypt. They lived in Goshen. Eretz Goshen, the land of Goshen. Everyone else lived in the land of Egypt, Eretz Mitzrayim. So there could be frogs everywhere in Eretz Mitzrayim, but the Jews didn't live in Mitzrayim. They lived in Goshen. It's an interesting solution. However, last week we pointed out that some of the modern commentaries pointed out that, the Jews filled the land of Egypt. We were not only living in Goshen anymore. We weren't just in Kansas anymore. We had moved to other areas. The Yaakov Balaturim, the author of the tour, writes that he's very upset about this Ibn Ezra. He says, "Ematzor b'yad Hashem. What, you think Hashem can't distinguish between the blood for the Jews and the blood for the Gentiles? Why can't he make the plagues distinct for each one? Why would he bring plagues on the Jews? The plagues, after all, are for the Egyptians. Why would he bring three of them by mistake, so to speak, on the Jews? That doesn't seem appropriate." So we have to ponder, what is the meaning of this Ibn Ezra? You could say, look, it doesn't follow with the Midrash, who cares? But Ibn Ezra, nonetheless, he fancied this kind of an idea. He fathomed this notion that the first three plagues, they weren't that bad, so the Jews got it too. When it came to the more serious plagues, Arov, Endeavor, and Shechin, the other pestilence and things that attacked the animals, so then God spared the Jews. But the simple things, the Jews had to suffer these indignities as well. So you say to yourself, what's going on? Why, when it came to some of the plagues, the Jews actually got some of the plagues too? There were Jewish plagues. Then you start to remember the different Midrash. Midrash says that when the sea was about to split, the angel said, God, you want us to drown the Egyptians and let the Jews walk through. What do you mean? Halalu avdei avodah zarah? These folks worship idols? Vahalalu avdei avodah zarah? And these folks, the Jews, also worship idols. I should spare one and drown the other? Why? What's the difference? So in other words, from a heavenly point of view, there's no difference in the Jews and the Gentiles. If you look at our video all about the real story of the Jews in Egypt, you'll see that says clearly in Yechezkel chapter 20, that the Jews did worship idols in Egypt. That's why they were so easily swayed to the golden calf and things like that. So if the Jews were worshiping idols, then the notion that some of the plagues came to them too shouldn't be so surprising. And one more thing. You know, as Jews, sometimes we like to assimilate into our local culture. We like to be Greek with the Greeks. We like to be Egyptian with the Egyptians, Babylonian with the Babylonian. And we like to be Western in the West. So comes Hashem and says, you know, it's very nice that you wanted to be Egyptian. You know, it's a fancy culture, and they have a lot of technology and things. They're very good at bombing, all kinds of different things, building. But if you want to be Egyptian, there's a price for it. Look what comes with it. It comes with all these plagues. Later on, there is a verse that we could bring to bear in this debate. Later on in B'Shalach, Hashem says, look, if you keep all the commandments, then all the plagues that I made in Egypt, I will not put on you, because I am God, your healer. Now, a simple reading would be as follows, that none of these plagues that were in Egypt, I didn't put them on you, against Ibn Ezra, that who claims that some of the plagues went to the Jews. He says, no, all the plagues that were in Egypt, which I did not put on you, I won't put on you if you just keep the Torah. But you could also read it the other way. Could say, all the plagues that I made in Egypt, some of which you got, because you didn't keep the commandments. If you do keep the commandments, I will not put them on you. The having Jewish plagues in Egypt had this notion of the Ibn Ezra that maybe the Jews did have three of the plagues at the beginning, reminded the Jews that they're going to have to do better than that. They're going to have to do better than being as Egyptian as the Egyptians. Sometimes as Jews, we're like Zelig. We want to be sort of more Egyptian than the Egyptians. He says, that's fine, but then there are plagues that come with that. Lesson of the plagues is not only a lesson for the Egyptians, but it's also a lesson for the Jewish people as well, to try to differentiate themselves. Not only that God makes a differentiation between the Jews and the Gentiles, we have to differentiate ourselves as well. Sometimes when you take on all the ethos of those around you, you suffer from those same maladies of the society in which you so venerate. If we realize that we have our own culture, our culture is higher, is better, it's superior, then not only will we get all the blessings of Judaism, everything has to offer, we'll also hopefully spare ourselves of all the plagues of the society around us. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for a discussion of the holidays and Parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.